Listener Production.
Hi there, Scott Lake here with your local briefing. There's a large emergency presence in Hilston this week as the region prepares for the Lachlan River to peak. It's tipped to reach 3.5 metres late tomorrow or on Saturday. Carrathool Shire Mayor Daryl Jardine says while they're confident Hilston's two levees will protect the town, two houses in rural areas surrounding the town have already gone under.
Low-lying areas to the north and to the west of Hilston, a lot of inundation of farmland properties, and unfortunately there's been a couple of houses on rural properties go under as well.
We're still in the midst of a mild upswing when it comes to house prices in our patch. In the past month, values continued to grow across the Riverina. However, Tim Lawless from CoreLogic says price rises are slowing down.
We saw values rise by 0.5% through November, although the quarterly numbers are down slightly, down 0.7%. We're still seeing unit values holding relatively firm, although on fairly low sale numbers.
A home in the Riverina will set you back an average of $447,000. A new program is promising to help local councils across the Riverina get the best value for ratepayers when it comes to their curbside bin collections. Becoming available next year through the Environment Protection Authority, a voluntary service will help councils join forces and share information to find the best value waste providers. EPA Chief Tony Chappell says it'll be available from January 30.
This is a $16 million funding commitment, but we expect the savings it can unlock are more than 10 times that, as councils can align with best practice and negotiate on a more even playing field with some of these large waste providers.
Taking a look at sport now, the Group 9 off-season signing frenzy continues. The cherry pickers will again be well served in the halves as Jacob Lucas puts pen to paper for 2023. The halfback continues to impress in his development from junior to premiership footy, regarded highly for his ball handling skills and elite kicking game.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.